Okay, today is Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph. We're on actually the first word of Kuf Ayin Aleph. We'll just recap for a second, just before I forget. Today's shiur is sponsored by Ivan and Vicky Silverman in honor of their son Shmuel Sammy's Bar Mitzvah, which is taking place in Ritzvah Sam Zeh Shabbos. Wish them a lot of simcha. We should continue to see simchas from them and everybody else. Okay, so we were discussing the Mishnah had a two-way machlokes, what you do when somebody pays back a debt. Pays back partial debt early. Not early, even on time. But it doesn't make a difference if it's early or not. Pays back a partial debt. So what do you do with the partial debt? Guy owes $1 million, he pays back $500,000. So Rabbi Yossi said, write him a receipt. Write a receipt. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, write up a new shtar. Write up a new shtar. Now, that's in the Mishnah. In the Gemara, Rav said, and the Rashbam said, Rav Zatana Upolig, Rav said that you can't write up a new shtar. You write up a new shtar. Bezdin writes up a new shtar. Go to Bezdin. Let Bezdin write up a new shtar. Okay? Now, we ended off saying that, we'll just recap over there, that V'amri, where is it? Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, V'amri Rav Yirmi Yabar Abba Rav Huna, I'm on the bottom of Kufayin Amar Beij, Ishmile L'Rav Ha Braisa. If Rav would have heard the following, Titania, Eidim Mekaren Ez Ashtar, V'kosim L'Ashtar Acher, Bizman Arishon, Havi Hadarbe. Had Rav heard that it's perfectly acceptable to have the Eidim themselves rip up the document and rewrite a new shtar with the first date, in other words, on January 1st, he borrowed $1 million. Then he paid back in June. Now, what are we going to do? He paid back half. So we'll write up a new shtar. We'll give a date the new shtar from January 1st. Because that's when the loan was taken out. So we should do that. Had Rav known that the Eidim could do it by themselves, he never would have said a shita. That you have to go to bed to do this. So the Gemara says, no, Amalei Shmilei, he did hear it, Falohadabe, he didn't retract, he didn't come back from his opinion. Why? What's going on? Bishlama Beidina, I understand why you have to go to a Bezdin, Aline, Lafgue, Mamona. Bezdin has the power, Bezdin's strong enough to take away your money. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. They have the right to do that, so they have the right to renegotiate a new document, it's not really renegotiating, rewriting a new document, going back to January 1st. Which is when you borrow the money, which is when the loan should really stay on the document, and anything that happens after January 1st, however it affects the parties, whether there's lekuchos or other things, the chips will fall where they fall. Right? The chips are going to fall wherever they fall. However the lives of these two parties are going to be affected by the outstanding debt, right? It should go back from January 1st. That's when the loan was taken. Right? However, ela edim she'asul shlichusan, Chozer v'osun shichusan. Eidim were charged to sign this document on January 1st. It's now the middle of July. Who gave them the right to rewrite a new document without Bezdin and date it from January 1st? Who gave them such a right? They had the right to do that. That's part of their charge. Not only that, the Rabban says if they would do that, the whole thing is puzzled. Who gave them the right to do that? So Gemara says v'lo what? They don't have the right to do that. Why not? V'ha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Edim Kosvin Afilu Asarish Taris Al Sada Achas. They can even write 10 times on the same field. You lost it or whatever. Even 10 times. So they can't do that. They're not doing anything really. They're not doing anything. They're not changing the game. They're not doing anything. All they're doing is protecting the borrower. The borrower says, "I paid half of it back. Write me a new one." So Amar Rav Yosef Amar. No, that's Bishtar Matana. That's about Bishtar Matana. So first of all, the Rashbam says, Ashtar Matana, everybody knew that. Everybody knew when someone wins a lottery, someone gets a huge Matana. People know. So, what's the downside? But Ashtar Matana, it's not a chrayis. How can anyone be harmed by writing over a new Ashtar Matana? And not only that, Rabba Omar, Ashtar Shein Bo Chrayis, or a star that doesn't have a chrayis.
You said previously you can't do it because you can't have two stars without someone on a car because you
took the call. So what about if it's an Ein Bo Chrayis? So that's okay. Now, even though we said that normally it's a sofer's mistake, maybe it's explicitly said, this is not a sofer's mistake, don't think this is a sofer's mistake, there's not going to be a chayis over here. That might work. Now that will work. That's such a style like that, that will write over. What's the downside? There's no downside. Now, my brisa, we said that if Rav would have heard this brisa, he would have changed his mind. What's the brisa? We said it very, very bit kitzer. Now we're going to say it a little bit in more depth. The Tanya. we learned in a brisa. Hareisha hayinoshin bo 1,000 zuz. Guy owed $1,000. Uporea mehen 500 zuz. He paid half of it back. Paid half of it back. So edim makri nes hashtar. Edim will rip up the shtar. V'kosvin lo shtar acher mizman harishon. And they'll write a new document. It's middle of July now. They're going to write a new document. Instead of saying he owes 1,000, he now owes 500, and we're going to date it January 1st. Right? Which is the date of the original loan. Devar Rabbi Yehuda. That's a Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Shtar zeh yeh munach bimkomo. That star, don't touch that. V'yichtuvu shover. Write a receipt. Give the lova a receipt. The lova has to have a receipt that says that he paid off half the debt. By paying off half the debt. Not only that, upnei shnei devarim amru kotzvin shover. There are two reasons why you write a shover. Achas, first of all, kadesh Yaakov l'poro. He should have very much incentive to pay back this debt. Why? Because he's walking around with this receipt. If he loses this receipt, he's up the creek. Because if he loses the receipt, he's going to be collecting the whole thing again. The lender is going to say, where's the $1,000? What do you mean? I paid you $500. Yeah, you have a receipt? Well, I had one, but I lost it. Right? So you have to pay again. So therefore what? Make sure we want to give him a receipt. It's going to give him incentive to pay back the debt. Right? You hear that? Svar? Ask the Ramban. What kind of Svar is that? What about every debt? What about every debt? Every debt. The guy has it hanging on his head. He owes $1,000. And there's no receipt, so what happened? What do you have? No. I lend you $1,000. I have a star that says, you owe me $1,000. Who keeps that star? It's Malva. What? Right? Yeah. It's on your head, right? Now he said, if you pay me $500, I give you a receipt. Why should I give you a receipt? Because it gives you incentive to pay back the debt. What about the first $1,000? How come then you didn't have incentive?
No,
you hear the kasha? The bomb kasha.
Now you're holding on to the receipt. Now you don't want to hold on to the receipt.
Right. You want to hold on to the receipt? I better finish up paying off this debt. Otherwise, I'm going to lose the receipt.
But before when you had $1,000, you had no receipt.
So what? There's a star against you. What? So for $500, you're freaking out, and for $1,000, you're not freaking out?
Nobody wants to pay that $500 again.
What?
Because nobody wants to pay that $500 again.
That's
why.
Because over here, you're going to end up paying more.
Right.
In the case of the guy,
makes sense,
sort of.
As wacky as it is, but that makes sense.
It's on the lower side. It's just a lot of guys want to get to pay up.
I understand, but why? Rabbi Yossi says, writing a receipt is better than not writing a receipt. Rabbi Yehuda says, write up a new star. Right. Rabbi Yossi says, no, write a receipt. It's better my way. Why? Because it gives him incentive. Why does it give him any more incentive than the original document? Write up a new one. That's what Ramban's asking.
We understand the question.
Yeah. No. Your point was a good point. Your point was arguing about writing a receipt as opposed to not writing a receipt.
Exactly.
What about writing a receipt as opposed to writing up a new star?
New star is not a problem again. It's not on his head that he's on the hook for the extra $500.
So what about the first $1,000? That's the Ramban's cost of the first $1,000.
First $1,000 nobody's arguing about.
What?
Nobody's arguing about.
No, so why is writing a receipt better than writing up a new star?
It's better for the guy who lent him the money.
Why? Oh, because hopefully he'll lose it.
Exactly.
No, that's not as far.
It's going to happen to it. You're now thinking about it. You've got to watch out for that receipt.
So the Ramban gives a different answer. No, but why is that better? Why is that better than writing up a new star? Because hopefully he'll lose it, and then he'll collect twice. That's not fair.
It forces him to pay faster.
Why? Because he doesn't want to lose it.
Exactly.
So how come we're not scared the first time?
Because if he loses it, he's now paying $1,500 compared to paying $1,000.
Right, so let's say I lend you $1,000.
Right.
On January 1st.
Right.
How come you're not scared to pay back?
He's not scared to pay back. He'll pay back.
Right. So the Ramban says this. Listen to Mamash human nature. The Ramban says like this. If you owe me $1,000, it's on your head to pay me back. You're very bothered, right? Once you pay that half, everybody in your mind says it's all different. Listen, I paid half. I have to pay the other half. All right, when I have the money, right away your mind says, I already paid half. So, no, make it right a shover. Because otherwise, you already think you're such a big tzaddik. Right? You're thinking such a big shot. I paid half. That's how I make it right a shover. That's the reason. It's an amazing part. Right? Right away, human nature is, I paid half, leave me alone. Right? People pay half, they think they paid the whole thing already. They're such a big knocker. to make you write a shofar. Okay? And the achas, the second reason, kedei shiyigvu mamon rishon. You get the money back. They owe you money back. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. We've got two reasons. One reason why you write a shofar is because it's incentive to pay back. And second of all, you can get your money back. So doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say the same thing? The second, for Rabbi Yehuda, nami mizman rishon ka. I'm sorry, for achas kedeshigva mizman rishon. That the debt goes back to January 1st, right? When I write a receipt on January 1st, you took out a loan, right? You pay me back half in July, so I write you a receipt. What happened to the original loan? Nothing. Still there from January 1st. Says the Gemara, for Rabbi Yehuda, nami mizman rishon ka amar. Rabbi Yehuda also says for mizman rishon.
You write a new star.
From the original date. What kind of answer is that? So the Gemara says, you're right. This is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. If you say, Rabbi Yehuda, that you write it down from the original date, then palgina lach b'chada. I argue on you one time. Because I say it's better for the incentive reason. And by the way, we both agree that it goes back to the original date. Now, the Rashbam says, Rabbi Yossi wasn't sure what Rabbi Yehuda held. If you Rabbi Yehuda hold that when you write up a new star, the new date takes effect in the middle of July, then palgina alach patarti. Now I'll be on you on two points. First of all, I say it's an incentive if you write a shofar, and second of all, I hold it goes to the original date. So that's why Rabbi said that. He wasn't sure what he held. Okay? Good? Good. Okay, very good. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Ready for this one? Shtar shizmano kosov b'shabbos o b'asar b'tishrei. If a shtar is written on a Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, now the Rashbam says nobody would do this. Nobody would write a shtar on Yom Kippur. What happened was we wrote September 25th. We did this in the middle of February. For September 25th, nobody knew that. That falls out on Yom Kippur. Nobody knew that. We didn't look at the calendar. So that's what the Rashbam says. You wrote the English date. You wrote the secular date. Not knowing that date will fall out on a Shabbos or Yom Kippur.
Or Yontif,
right.
Any Yontif.
It happens sometimes. Yeah. You make up an appointment and you realize it's on Sukkot. Right. You didn't realize. Yeah. So it happens. So that happened. So what do we assume? We assume shtar m'ucherhu. We assume it's a post-dated shtar and the kosher, and it's kosher. Nobody would, in their right mind, do this. Nobody would ever sit down on Yom Kippur by the break and write up documents. Somebody would do that. How do you have a document that says it's a date on Yom Kippur? It's a shtar ba'ocher. We sat in February and we didn't sit on Yom Kippur and make up a shtar. No. We sat in February, made up a document, you have a long time to pay back. Right? So you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to write a document as if it takes effect on a different date. As long as it's a date later in history. Why? That only hurts the lender. And if the lender agrees to that, he's allowed to agree to it. It's about chalkas if you could do it. If you hold, you can do it. You can only do it if it's post-dated. So I'm going to lend you money today. Today's February 8th. I'm going to lend money February 8th. It's due next February 8th. But we're going to write it as if it's written on September 25th. Lo and behold, that's Yom Kippur. We didn't know that. So we assume it's a shtar me'ucher. Chas v'shalom, something happened on Yom Kippur. That we're not going to assume. We assume it's a shtar me'ucher. Why is it a shtar me'ucher as opposed to a shtar muktam? If it's a shtar muktam, it's for sure no good. Why? That hurts the borrower. That's for sure no good. But if a shtar muktam, if a later date, that only hurts the lender. If the lender agrees to it, he can agree to anything. If he wants to make his position worse, he's allowed to do that. If you hold that a shtar muktam is acceptable. Okay? So, mishtar muktam huva kasher. Divir of Yehuda. That's a Yehuda shita. Now, why do we assume it's a shtar muktam? Why do we assume that? What? No, maybe they were sitting on in the middle of Hanukkah, and they wrote a shtar, and they made it as if the shtar was written on September 25th, and nobody knew that was Yom Kippur. Why are you assuming the other way? Right, maybe they were sitting after Yom Kippur, they backdated it, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Maybe they did it. Why are we jumping to the conclusion, oh, it's a shtar me'ucher? Right? Maybe it was Hanukkah, they're sitting around, right? They wrote a document, and they predated it to a date, and lo and behold, turned out that was a Shabbos. Nobody knew.
Who did that benefit?
Well, it benefits the borrower. It benefits the lender. Because he can take lekuchos any time between Yom Kippur and Hanukkah. That's why you're not allowed to do it. Right. Innocent people that bought land are going to be held having to give it back. It's not fair. That's why they're not allowed to do it. Right. But they did it. So why are we jumping to the conclusion? Oh, it's a shtar mo'ochor v'kosher. I'm not sure I don't understand. The Yad Ramah, there's a bunch of answers over here. What? Right, so the Yad Ramah says that Kivan she'edim hayom muchzakin arata kabakashra, the edim are known to be trustworthy people. We have a suffix now. When was this document really written? Is it post-dated or predated? Why should we assume it's post-dated? It's predated. These edim are kasher edim. But they were involved in this scheme. These are two kasher people. Why should we assume that? Therefore, we're going to say it's not true. Therefore, it's post-dated. That's one answer he gives. Then he gives over here, what?
The only one that makes sense.
What?
It's the only one that makes sense.
Right. A similar answer, the Yad Ramah says. If you say it's predated, you're making everybody into Rishayim. Yeah. Why would we do that? Right? Not everyone's. If we know you're Russia, we know you're Russia. Just time is right to say, oh, obviously these people are Rishayim. Obviously they made it predated.
You don't care about Edom until you go by Yusira.
What?
But there
are Edom on the Star. If there are Edom on the Star, what do we assume? These guys are a bunch of criminals? We don't assume that. Right? You got two Chasher people to come sign on your Star. Why do we assume that? They know. They know you're not allowed to make predated stars. They know that. Right. Okay? Okay. Rabbi Yossi Posel. Rabbi Yossi says, no way. It's puzzle. Star is puzzle. Why? Why is it puzzle? Right? We'll see in a minute why. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, if we just ask Rabbi Yossi, what are you apostling it for? The halo, my shabala fanecha b'tzipori, this happened to you in Zipori. This story happened to you. V'ichsharta, and you said it's not puzzle, you kashered it. This exact story happened. Right? It had a date of a Shabbos or a Yontif, and you said, it must be that it was post-dated. But nobody would write a document on Shabbos. It must be it was post-dated. Right? You yourself mastered it. So what's going on? Rabbi Yossi, what are you arguing over here? So Amalo, here's what Rabbi Yossi said. Kisha echsharti, but ze echsharti. When I kashered it in this case. Now what does that mean? For how Rabbi Hudanani, but that comer. He was also talking about this case. What do you mean this case?
No, there was that particular case
for it. Right,
so,
but...
There must have been some sort of...
Oh, what's the difference? Between that case and that? Oh, so Amar of Pedas. Hakamo, here's the answer. Everybody agrees, Sheim, who's Kanu Leono Social Star. If you have, everyone agrees. If there are Edim that sign and testify to a document, Vidim says Onaso Mukuvelam Shabbos or Sarbat Tishrei, and it turns out that the date on the document is Yeshabbat or Yom Kippur or Sukkot, any Yontif, then B'shtar Me'ucher Hu V'Kosher. It's a Shtar Me'ucher and it is kosher. Okay? That's for sure. Lo nechlechu, when do they argue? Ela b'shtar me'ucher ba'alma. A regular shtar me'ucher. Not a case where it falls out on a yontif. A stam b'shtar me'ucher. A post-dated shtar. The Rabbi Yehuda l'taymei. Rabbi Yehuda is consistent. The Amar ain kosvin shover. We never write a receipt. V'lo nafik minei churva. And no downside could ever happen. V'Rabbi Yossi l'taymei. Rabbi Yossi is... It's consistent with his opinion. The Amar who says, kosvin shover, we do write a receipt. V'nafik min a churba. And a churban, a terrible thing, that's not a churban. What's a terrible thing? Someone's going to pay money they don't have to pay. A churban's going to happen. A terrible tragedy is going to happen. Someone's going to have to pay money they don't have to pay. Therefore, don't write a receipt. Therefore, shtar me'ucher are no good. I hold you have to write a receipt. That's my shita. Therefore, I'll never allow a shtar me'ucher. What's going on here? We'll see in a minute. But before we get to that, he says over here, how come, right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if two Edom walk in and say, Reuven lent Shimon $100. So when did that happen? So it happened on Tuesday, on the second day of the month. And the other one says, no, it happened on the third day of the month. That's good Edus. Why? He knew about Rosh Chodesh, and he knew about Rosh Chodesh. He knew about Rosh Chodesh, he didn't know about Rosh Chodesh. So they're off by a day. So why don't we say the same thing when it came out on Yom Kippur? Really, it's not a Shtar Mocher at all. He didn't know it was Yom Kippur. They didn't know. Why didn't they know? They didn't know about the new moon. So they made a mistake. Why are we jumping through hoops to figure out, oh, how this could be kosher? They didn't know. Who asked that question? Tosfos asked that question. Right? Why didn't they know? Right? Tosfos said, what? The question is, we've two Edom walk into Bezin. You know, I saw Reuven killed Shimon. It was on the second day of the month. And the other Ed says, no, it was on the third day of the month. Ah, they're contradicting each other. No, they're not contradicting each other. We assume he knew about Rosh Chodesh when it was done Al-Pi-Ri'iyah. He didn't know about Rosh Chodesh. So here you have a document. It says it's written on Yom Kippur. Maybe they didn't know it was Yom Kippur. What did we say? No, must be. It's post-dated. Because nobody would register on Yom Kippur. No, they did register on Yom Kippur. They didn't know it was Yom Kippur. How could they not know it was Yom Kippur? Oh, that's also the Rosh says that. It's impossible that they didn't know. Everybody knew. Because Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. Everybody knew that. It's impossible. But this is exactly why they picked Yom Kippur as opposed to Pesach or some other Yom Tov.
Exactly.
That's another answer. So they have to say they put the date of the week in the Shtar. They put the day of the week in the Shtar. It happened on Wednesday. Put the day of the week. Then if it was on Wednesday and it's Yom Kippur, everybody had to know that. That's no Shiloh. Okay. What else did they say over here? What about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? Everybody knows what Shabbos is, right? Kid, not said. I didn't know when Shabbos was because it was the Kiddush HaChodesh. What does he mean? I don't know what he means over here. What?
Shabbos
doesn't do that, right? Shabbos comes regardless of Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Shabbos is Shabbos.
Well, what was that? They forgot the track of time. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand the question. If I don't know what date it is, so I don't know if Shabbos is the 6th or the 7th. So if I wrote in my Shtar, it's on the 6th. And it comes out of Shabbos, maybe I didn't know what day it was.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was Sunday.
So you know Tosfos' answer to that question? It was already more than half the month went by. Everybody knew already. Okay, so what's the tragedy that's going to happen? What's the tragedy that's going to happen if we allow writing of receipts, which Rabbi Yosef says we allow? Not only allow it, you must write a receipt, and writing a receipt and having a post-dated document. So, for that, we will look in the Rashbam. Which Rashbam? The Rashbam of what? Top line, but not the second Rashbam. V'nafik minei chorva. You see it? It's very simple. Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, kidim mefarish v'azal. No. That he's gonna reject that. There's a certain shita. He's gonna call it the Hevel and Latanus. There's a certain girsa. He's gonna call it Hevel. That's Hevel and Latanus. If you read that girsa, says the Rashbam. I'm sorry. It's the Rashbam of Derbi Yehuda. It's like 5-6 lines into the skinny lines of the Rashbam. You see it, Derbi Yehuda? You see it? Right, exactly. Rabbi Yehuda, the Machshir L'Taimei, the Amar Ein Kos V'Shover. Rabbi Yehuda says we don't write a receipt. Hilchah Lo Chayish. Therefore, there's no chashash. There's no way that someone's going to have to pay money twice. Why? Because we don't write a receipt. We don't write a receipt. So what do you have? You have a debt. You owe money. Pay the debt. What's the difference with the date? What's the difference with the date is? You're only paying one time. You don't pay back until you rip up the document. Regardless of what dates on that star, it's irrelevant. Why? According to Yehuda, there's no receipt. So there's no way a chashash could happen. So we'll say it's post-dated. All that happened was, you gave him more time to pay back. That's all. Or the lekuchos might be affected. But you know one's paying twice. Why? Because there's no shofar. If you had a shofar, you're going to huge problems. Why? When you pay off half the debt, for who adin hechad depara kol chover. If you pay off the whole debt, v'toein malve, and the lender says irkus shtori, I lost my shtar. We got that in 5 minutes. Can you farsh l'kaman kos v'shover v'nosin l'love? Well, dia para shepara kol chover. Hilka chay shtar mocha pasal hu. Okay, he doesn't say what the downside is. What's the downside? Downside is like this. Let's say on January 1st, I lent you $1,000, right? But we wrote the debt as if it's taking place on June 1st. On May 1st, no, April 1st, what happens April 1st? On April 1st, you pay me half. I write you a receipt, right? Now on June 1st, I say pay me the $1,000. You say, wait a minute, I paid you half, I have a receipt. says, yeah, but that receipt's dated April 1st. This star is dated June 1st. That's from a different document. That's from a different debt. Right? After all, it's dated June 1st. That's a huge problem. That's a guy's going to pay twice. How's he going to get out of it? I have a receipt that I paid you back on April 1st. He says, yeah, but this document didn't happen till June 1st. It says June 1st. This didn't take place till June 1st. That receipt, man, that's a different thing. It's not a different thing. What do? We post-dated the document. It's a big problem. It says, according to Yehuda, if you don't write a receipt, it's never going to happen. When you paid him on April 1st, we ripped up the document, wrote a new one. No problem. According to Yehuda, it's a huge problem. You hear? No? It's a big problem. Therefore, according to Biosi, if it's post-dated, it's going to be a problem. According to Yehuda, it's no big deal. That's the problem. Right? Good?
You can write up a new star.
But Biosi holds, no. Take the star, leave it where it is, and write up a receipt. So in cases of post-dated documents, you shouldn't write a receipt, which is what we're going to say in a minute. What? Right. Right. The Gemara is going to get to that at the bottom. It's going to raise that issue at the bottom. So at the bottom of the daf, we'll forget there. We'll raise that issue at the bottom. Now let's go further. Amar Yehuda b'Reid of Yeshua. I feel among the Amar Kotz v'Shtover. Even if you hold, you write a receipt. Hani Mili Apalda. That's only on half. Aval Akula Lo. But not on the whole thing. Why not? Because on the whole thing, the lov is allowed to say, give me back the shtar. I'm not taking the receipt. I want the shtar back. Why? I paid it off. I paid the whole thing off. I paid off that debt. I want the shtar back. I don't want a receipt. Then I have to hold on to the receipt. I don't want to lose the receipt. I want the shtar back so I can rip it up. What's going to happen if you give me a receipt for the whole thing? I have to work on that receipt the rest of my life. Right? Why? The minute I lose it, you're going to print the shtar to pay me back. I said, I paid you. So yeah, where's the receipt? Right? I'm not taking the receipt. I want the star back. Falohi, it's not true. Afilu akule kasvinan. Even on the whole document, we'll make him take a receipt. Kiyod Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, having masik bezuzi bar Rav Abba. He lent money to Rav Abba. Also, the commander to Rav Chanina bar Papi. They came in front of Rav Chanina bar Papi for din. Amalei, havli zuzi. I give him the money. Amalei, havli shtari. Give me back the star. Vishakul zuzach. And I'll pay you back. I want the star back. Amalei, shtarach irkisli. I lost it. Famous last, I lost it. So, ichtov lach tavra. They wrote him a receipt. He says he lost it. Amalei, harav shmul darmit avayu, in kos vin shover. Harav shmul says, you don't do this. Amar, so he says like this. Mandi yavle lon me'afra d'rav shmuel. Whoever can give us the dust of rav shmuel. Raminan be'enein. I will put them on our eyes. In other words, it's a tremendous sign of respect to Rav Shmuel. However, we're not going to hold like them. Why? Because Hadar Rabbi Yochanan, Hadar Rish Lakish, the later Amorayim, held, Amri Tavayu, they both said, Kosvin Shover. You do write. V'chein, Kiyasa Rav, and Amar Rabbi Loi, Kosvin Shover. You do write a Shover. Even for the full amount. Aye. Why is that fair to the lender? I'm sorry. Why is that fair to the borrower? It's not fair. Umistabra the Kosvin Shover. And it makes a lot of sense to write a Shover. You know why? The Isalka Daizach and Kosvin Shover. If you want to tell me you don't write a Shover, Avad Shtarah shall say, if the Malve loses the Shtar, Yocha Halav Chati. The Lov is very excited, right? So Maskev Labaya, the other way around. My Kosvin Shover, Ovid Shover Shalzeh. If the Shover loses his Shover, if the Lovet loses his Shover, Yocha Halachadi, then the lender is very happy. He can collect a second time. Amalei Rava, in, you're right. Evid Lovel, Ish Malveh. The Lovet owes the Malveh. So if we're making one person hold on to a document, we're facing the Lovet do it. Why? He's the one who borrowed the money. The Malveh was a good guy. He did a good Tova. He lent the money. Right? No interest. No, you're not allowed to. He's a nice guy. He lent somebody money to get him back on his feet. So who's the responsibility to make sure they keep the documents? The Lovet. He loses it, he's going to have to talk about it twice. No, but if he loses the Shover, he loses the receipt, you're right. Why are you doing that to him? Because he's the one who borrowed the money. Someone's got to hold on to documents, we'll make the Lovet do it. It's only fair. He's the one who's in the hole. He's the one who should be holding on to the document. Okay? Next.
There's no machlokes in the case of the regular loan, or is
no? What do you mean, in the regular
loan? Where he's paid the pays it back the entire.
Yes, where's the machlokas?
Entire amount.
He pays back the entire amount. So now what do you do? Is there machlokas? I don't know. So I mean, how do we paskin?
Maybe it's only when he loses the shtar.
Yeah, they're always going to say they lose the shtar. They're always going to say that. They're always going to say that. There's no reason not to say it. Right. Right, so Lamaisa, what do we hold? Do we say I'm not paying you back until you give me the shtar? That, I don't know. How do we hold? How do we pass it? I don't know.
Find witnesses, maybe you got
to do... Yeah, it's... Exactly. Right. Okay, next. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there. Where's over there? Mesech Shviyas. The end of Shviyas talks about paying loans back by Shemitah, so it gets into halachas of paying loans. So it says over there in that Mishnah that Shtari HaKhov HaMukdamin Psulim. If they're predated, they're puzzle. That's for sure puzzle. Why? Because you're hurting the lender. You're hurting the borrower. Why? Because the borrower's lekuchas are on the hook for more than they're supposed to be. You would let this loan happen April 1st. But we wrote down it happened January 1st. So anything from January to April that the loan transacted is up for loss. That's not fair. That's not true. You want to say that it took its place in January 1st and we're going to make it due June 1st. We're not going to make it due. We're going to write it as if it took place on June 1st. What does that mean? That means that the lender is foregoing the right to collect lekuchos for those 6 months. If he wants to do that, he can do that. He's the right to do that. Right? Shtar, chov ha-mukdam ha-psul, umuchar and ksherin. Post-date, it's no problem. Amar v'amnuna, loshan el shtari halva. That's only shtari halva. That's only loans. Avo shtari mekach u'memkar. Michael, this is your point. But if it's shtar mekach u'memkar, then afilu mu'uchar nami psulim. Even if it's mu'uchar, it's also going to be puzzle. This is a little bit of your point about lekuchos. My time of why? Not because of lekuchos. In those days, Rashbam says they used to sell land, but they would usually have a clause that most people don't want to sell their land. They don't want to do that. It's not talking about guys that are selling land as a business venture. They're selling it because they're hard pressed for cash. They're in bad straits. So they used to have a clause that for 6 months or a year, you had the right to buy it back. Assuming you got the cash somehow, you could buy it back. And the guy was not allowed to complain. And whatever the price was, it was already fixed in the shtar, so he had the right to buy it back within, let's say, a year. So what happened was, now, if you post-date the document, you run into huge problems. Why? Because my time of why, Zimnin, sometimes, Dimitzabin Le Arab Nisan, you're going to sell it in Nisan, right? Fikasav Le Betishrei, but you're going to date it to Tishrei, Umistrami Le Zuzi Baini Baini, and in between, Shavuos time, you're going to call with the money, you're going to buy it back, right? You're going to buy it back Shavuos, Vizabin Le Mine, you're going to buy it back, Bechimate Tishrei, but when Tishrei comes, Mapigle, the buyer who you bought it back from, is going to produce the document that says, I own it. You sold it to me. I bought it back. Yeah, then you sold it back to me. Here's my document. What? Of course he would know that, but they're going to go to Bezek. How's he going to win?
That was said. Now, the one little problem is, exactly what David said, everybody knows about it.
You mean there's a call? So yeah, maybe they'll go to a different...
Two guys.
Yes, but by writing, by post-dating the document yourself, you're setting yourself up for huge problems.
So they know, he knows that.
Then they might beware. What? We don't want fraud, but it's a total fraud. It's not true. It's a lie. So you know what? Don't write post-dated stars. I don't know what you're doing it for. Right?
Exactly. But maybe he couldn't get a better deal that way.
I understand.
So you gotta unfortunately take the deal.
But the problem is that it's not correct. It's not Yashua.
We know that.
So we don't want to avoid people not acting with Yashua. Listen, sometimes you're right. People will keep crazy deals. So I sell you something $100 for $10, putting aside on.
You
take a chance, right? So v'chimati shtarei v'chimati tishrei ma'afik lei. You pull out the shtar, but amrulei hadas avanti minoch. You sold it back to me. That's why I have a document from that says the first day of Tishrei. Whatever. Fourth day of Tishrei. Here we go. Right? That's a big problem. Ihachi, if that's true, Shtari Halva Nami, same thing by a loan. Same thing you can do by a loan. Zimnin sometimes, the Yosef for Nisan, you'll borrow the money in Nisan, the cost of Le Shtar for Tishrei, but it won't take effect till Tishrei. You're going to post date it to Tishrei. And with Ramele Zuzi Baini Baini, you're going to pay the money back Shavuos. Uparale, you're going to pay it back. Vamale, have Lishtari. And you're going to say, can I please have the shtar? I paid back this debt. Vamale, irkisle, and I lost it. And what happens, Tishrei? The cost of Leitavra, I'll give you a receipt. The Chimata Zimna, and when the time comes, Mapik Le, I'm going to produce, on Tishrei, I'm going to produce the document to say, you owe me $1,000. Vamale, Hani Hashtahu, to Yazif Minei. And I'm going to say, wait a minute, I paid you back, here's my receipt. And you're going to say, no, that's a different loan. So September 1st, you owe me the money. Therefore, says the Gemara, Ksavra Inkos V'Shavra, you don't write receipts. If you don't write a receipt, this will never happen. Right? The whole problem is writing the receipt. So that's what we just said. That's the problem. Amalei Rav Yemar Lerav Kahana, Amalei Rav Yirmiyah Midifti Lerav Kahana. For Idna, now, the Kosvin Shtar V'Ukhrin, we do write post-dated receipt documents. We do such a thing. Again, why would we do it? I'm not sure. There must have been a business reason. There must have been a business reason why they would post-date the document. And the Kosvin and Tavra, we do write receipts, by the way. So how do we get around this problem? This potential pitfall? So Amay of Din Haki, how do we do it? How do we act? Amalei, Basar the Amaluhu Rav Abba Lasafri. It's like Rav Abba said to the Sofer. Ki kasvisu shtari mu'uchrei, if they would ever write a post-dated shtar, that it's not taking effect till April 1st, even though it took effect right now, on September 1st. Kasvu haki, they write like this. Shtar adinan, this shtar, lo bezmane kasvine. This is the wrong date in the shtar. What? They would write the rules the wrong date. Ella, achrine, achrinuhu, vikasvinuhu. We're writing it as if it's post-dated. They'd write that in the shtar. Okay? You have a practical question. Why would anybody write a post-dated shtar? Especially if you're writing in it that it's post-dated.
Exactly. You could write post-dated
Maybe they did it to avoid the king. Let's assume they did it for some reason to avoid the king. But it says in the document, it's supposed, how you avoid the king. It says in there.
That writing now is ridiculous. If you want to post it regular, if you don't write, you say, well, this is posted.
Wait, but so you have to write it's posted.
You have to write it's posted. Otherwise, the guy can collect twice. Right, so what's the reason for that? Right? Many times when people write a post-dated check, they circle the date. So it's like a red flag that the date's post-dated. So why would they do it? I don't have the cash right now.
Exactly.
I want to seal the deal right now. I don't want to lose this deal. I don't have the cash right now, so we'll post-date it. Write it's post-dated. I don't care. Right? That could be. Yeah, I don't mind you write it's post-dated. Fine, no problem. In the future, this deal will happen. I have to just get the money together. You want to write it's post-dated? Go write it's post-dated. I'm not going to collect twice. I don't have any money. Right? Okay, that could be a reason. That could be valid. Okay. Amale Rav Ashi Lerav Kahana Voedna Delok of Kav Din Hachi. We don't do that, this manazeh. We don't do that. So, Basa de Amale, Rav Safra Lasafre, here's what Rav Safra says to the Sofers. Ki kasvisu hani tavri. When you write these shovers, the isu zimna deshtara kisvu. If you know the date of the shtar, put it in. The ilo, and if you don't, kisvu stam. Right? Don't put a date in. Don't write it at all. So whenever it's produced, it'll be to the detriment of the malva. Malva has to be very careful over here, right? We're not writing a date on the receipt, so the malva has to be very careful who he lends money to, so that this receipt can never be used to get out of the debts. We have no other alternative. We're going to do that for the loan. All right, we'll stop here. And we will pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Yeah, right.